This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and tonight's not going to be confusing at all. No, sir. No way.
No way.
In studio, it's Daryl, Chris, and Chris. That's why I say it's not going to be confusing. So we're going to have to distinguish the two of you some way
to make things
Chris
easier.
And my other brother, Chris?
No, I think for tonight only, I am going to self-identify as Daryl. Just to avoid any confusion between you and me, does that work
again,
okay?
I think that works perfectly.
Okay.
Again, that would also cause...
Just some,
can I call you Good Chris?
Oh, no.
And call you Better Chris?
That's fine.
All right.
So, Ian is down in Mexico. I did not get word that he was arrested trying to enter Mexico on something other than a U.S. passport.
Yeah.
So I'm presuming that he's not in prison right now. But if everything goes as planned, Ian and Mark will be broadcasting live from Anarchapulco this weekend, the 25th through the 28th. I will be in the Keene, New Hampshire studios in case anything goes wrong, and let's hope it doesn't. So, again, Daryl, Chris, and Chris in studio, your calls, welcome, 855-450-3733. And, you know, it's really interesting when several, you know, more than one host bring in the same story, and that's what happened tonight on a couple of our stories. Chris and I, the better Chris, not Thursday Chris.
I'm not sure I'm liking
that?
This.
How about that? Thursday Chris and Friday Chris.
I like that.
I like that, yeah.
So Thursday Chris is here on a Friday because Ian's not here. So Friday Chris brought in a story that I also happen to have had about a court ruling out of Chicago that has some implications on using your thumb to unlock your phone. Do you want to jump into the article here?
Yes. So basically, there is this case in Chicago, I believe it is, where a judge ruled that the feds can't basically nab all, in this case, Apple devices, in a house and force everybody to use their fingerprints to unlock it unless there is at least suspicion of a crime occurring.
So I'm looking at the article here, and I'll just read it. It says, a federal magistrate in Chicago recently denied the government's attempt to force people in a particular building to depress their fingerprints in an attempt to open any seized Apple devices as part of a child porn investigation. So it sounds as though they were investigating something.
Right. It's almost like they had, I don't know, could be Stingray, it could be some method of technology that they had determined that
we
that
know it was, someone here has something bad, so
right.
Therefore everybody.
Right.
Yeah, they lack what they lack is a particular place to be searched, at least within the house level.
God, it sounds like something.
So they're, and this is not uncommon. They'll just say, "Oh, at this address," and it's like, "Okay, well, that's not really a particular place or you know thing."
Everything inside of the city of Keene, New Hampshire.
Right. Right.
Is to be seized and searched. Yeah, that's overly broad. The article continues, this particular prosecution, nearly all of which remains sealed, is one of a small but growing number of criminal cases that pit modern smartphone encryption against both the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable search and seizures and also the Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. According to the judge's opinion, quoting from a still-sealed government filing, forced fingerprinting is part of a broader government strategy likely to combat the prevalence of encrypted devices. So this, and there's a little bit of backstory, not from this particular case, but from another court ruling where there was another district court at the federal level that ruled that a government agent could force someone to put their thumbprint on a phone to unlock it because that person was in custody and arguably right. had no reasonable, something about privacy. So this entire thing, it's based on, I wouldn't say the entire thing is based on, but a lot of the arguments here from the government agents is based on this belief that, well, somebody did something bad, so therefore you shouldn't have privacy, and your fingerprint can be lifted in all kinds of ways, so therefore just put your thumb on the device.
Right.
And if anything, I see this as a really good argument, even though in this case, the court did rule that they can't force you to just, put your thumb against every device. This is still a really good argument to not have a device that unlocks with some sort of bio encryption, I think is what they call it.
Yeah, there is that aspect, and there are best practices in security. I mean, there are certain things that are more secure than others. We were talking about this a little bit before the show. Having an extremely long, complex password on your phone is much more secure than using a pattern or even using your fingerprint.
Right.
But the real question is why have we allowed government agencies to bypass constitutionally protected speech, constitutionally protected what are now the modern equivalent of our papers, which is what we store on our phones and in the cloud and everything else, just because they say they can. I mean, it's absurdity.
I really don't remember when I actually gave them that permission or.
I've never given them that permission. Yeah. They've claimed it for themselves, so it's not we granted them anything.
So oftentimes I use those terms because I recognize that a lot of people out there are still somewhat familiar with the Constitution, and these were the sorts of things that at least the founders and the framers intended to prevent. And every time they come up with one of these new things and say, well, the founders, they could have never foreseen smartphones, therefore that's not considered your papers and effects, you know what I mean? It's just ridiculous.
Well, there's also people that claim that the founders never thought that there would be a machine gun, but there actually was some kind of machine gun that existed during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, yeah. But the point is I think when you get into the philosophy of liberty or the philosophy of freedom, they at least made some attempt to protect it.
Right.
And whether it was successful or not, I'm not sure is even open to debate point.
There are technologies that I would not, that will probably exist in, say, 500 or 1,000 years that I can't fathom right now.
I still think
that whatever those things are, people should have the same rights to own those things as long as it's not, some death ray that is only intended to kill people.
Right, and I think those rights that they were trying to protect, they referred to as natural rights. That kind of goes back to
right.
John Locke and a lot of the philosophers, Cicero, and throughout history. And those are things that are part of the human condition, or they were granted to us from our creator, whatever you want to say. But those rights don't change just because technology changes. We have a basic right to privacy. We don't have to tell people what we're doing.
Right, and there are some people that might say, well, the right to privacy is not written in the Bill of Rights. Well, it kind of is.
It is.
The word privacy is not there, but if you read the Ninth Amendment, and Chris,
thank you, Ninth Amendment.
There's that metal copy of the Bill of Rights floating around here somewhere. The Ninth Amendment basically says anything that, or just because it's not written down here doesn't mean you don't have it.
Yep, here's the ninth. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people.
Right, so basically, in layman's terms, just because we didn't write it down doesn't mean you don't have it. This is not supposed to be an exhaustive list.
Exactly. There's no way we could make it an exhaustive list.
But yet, so few people even pay attention that the Ninth Amendment is there. And I don't know the last time the courts actually ruled on a Ninth Amendment case.
That's a good question.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-3733.
Thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? How about doing it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com? You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. I'm fairly certain that you have occasionally been sitting at a red light and just, you know, crept up a little bit closer to that car in front of you to read those bumper stickers. People do it to you as well when you have really good bumper stickers on the back end of your car. So go to libertystickers.com, check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages, libertystickers.com. Getting back into the article about security of some sort, specifically a court ruling out of Chicago where a judge recently denied the government's attempts to force people in a particular building to depress their fingerprints in an attempt to open any seized Apple device as part of a child porn investigation. Last year, this story from Ars Technica, last year federal investigators sought a similar permission to force residents of two houses in Southern California to fingerprint unlock a seized phone in a case that also remains sealed. In those cases, and likely in the Illinois case as well, which is also sealed, the prosecutor's legal analysis states that there is no Fifth Amendment implication at play. Under the Constitution, the argument is defendants cannot be compelled to provide self-incriminating testimony for the purpose of however, giving a fingerprint is, according to them, not the same as giving them information that you know. It was not until relatively recently, however, that fingerprints can be used to unlock a phone.
I mean, really? I mean, okay, well we just want your fingerprint. We don't want what's in your phone. Hey, look, your phone's unlocked. Now I'm going to look at it.
No, it's what you have versus what you know. So
I get it.
And I'll give an example because, you know, somebody listening might be a little confused here. So let's say that we're outside your front door and the door is locked and the feds or some agency says you need to unlock your door. And it's one where you unlock with a key, like a lot of doors. They can seize your key ring and open the door. Or, and that's what you have. So you have a key.
Right.
If the door is one where you enter a code, that's what you know. So there's what you have versus what you know at play here.
Right. In either case, it would require a warrant. How can they seize my keys if they have no warrant?
Well, they can do whatever they want. It's what
I understand.
Holds up in court.
I get it. Again, I'm going from this from a legal point of view.
Right. But the argument here is that self-incriminating testimony, what you know, so the four-digit code to unlock your front door,
right.
What you know, you cannot be compelled to give over what you know.
I understand.
But they're saying that you can be compelled to turn over what you have.
Or what
so
you are.
Your fingerprint, the key to your front
right.
door. So you can just... I bumped my head and have short-term amnesia. I don't remember how to get inside my house.
We need a law that protects what we are because they're forcing blood out of us. They're forcing
right.
you know breath out of us. You know they're forcing us to do stuff, and we shouldn't be forced to do anything that you know would lead to prosecution or arrest or for that matter, you know, guilt of a crime.
That's a really good point. It goes back to self-ownership. Do I own myself?
Mm-hmm.
And when we acquiesce in any of these ways, we're saying, no, we don't. You have control over me.
And you know what's interesting also is that the courts have ruled that, like Apple, in the case of Apple, they couldn't be, and this predates Apple, but recently they ruled Apple couldn't be forced to develop a tool
correct.
To, enable the government to
right.
gain access to I think a killer's phone or somebody's phone.
Terrorists.
Terrorists.
Yeah, the San Bernardino shooter.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheater.
Cheater.
But it's interesting that the government can't force a corporation to do something, but they can force an individual to give blood or, you know, any number of...
Well, that's not producing, like, the blood exists within you. So they're not saying you must generate new blood cells. They're not telling you you must solve the Pythagorean theorem.
If you don't give it to them voluntarily, they will take it from you violently. So I'm not sure that there's a huge difference.
I agree with you from a philosophical standpoint. I'm just telling you what the arguments are here.
Right.
And the government's arguments are there's a difference between what you have and what you know.
Right.
The article from Ars Technica continues in a 14-page opinion and order, which was published February 16th, but only began to circulate among privacy lawyers and legal scholars on Twitter on Wednesday. Judge David Weissman wrote that while investigators did have probable cause to search a particular home, these limitations do impact the ability of the government to seek the extraordinary authority related to compelling individuals to provide their fingerprints to unlock an Apple electronic device. However, in this case, unlike the California warrant applications, this case does not involve one particular seized device to check to see if anyone's fingerprint unlocks it. Rather, authorities seem to be using the particular fact that most modern Apple iPhones and iPads can be unlocked and decrypted if Touch ID is enabled, while some Android devices also have a similar fingerprint scanning function. The warrant application, which again remains sealed, apparently only sought out Apple devices.
I just realized that we're all sitting here arguing like this is the biggest red herring on the face of the planet. This is the government trying to convince us that it can't already get into all these devices and doesn't already know what's there.
Oh, yeah.
Of course they do. So here, as we sit here debating civil liberties and blah, 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 they have no right, and good for that judge to protect it. They're sitting there reading through everything anyway.
Yeah.
You know, possibly, because, you know, a lot of the stuff on the Apple devices, and this is not, you know, any kind of statement of, well, Apple's already surrendering the info, so just let the feds do whatever they want. That's not what I'm saying here. But if you're using an Apple device, don't be under the delusion that the stuff is stored completely locally. My understanding is pretty much everything on an Apple device goes to the iCloud almost immediately.
Right, and as Exhibit 1, I will point you back a couple of years in time. Go back to those first slides that came out after Edward Snowden started putting everything out, and see where the lines get drawn between NSA and all these tech companies like Facebook and Apple and Microsoft and Google. Guys, it's already there.
If you got a cell phone, you're compromised.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean that the government should have the right to compromise you even further than already inadvertently are. This
Agreed.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the ruling out of Chicago, where a judge said that the feds cannot, at least in this particular case, cannot force people to just start putting their thumb on Apple devices to see if one of the thumbs unlocks one of the devices. Now, what this reminds me of here is Cinderella. I'm sure you're all familiar with the story Cinderella, where the girl goes to the ball and she loses her slipper and the prince goes around and just starts shoving every woman's foot into the shoe to see who's fits.
I don't think they were really complaining about it, though. He was a charming prince, I'm sure.
Right, but the difference is, a similarity, they're both government agents.
Yep, there you go. I'll give you that.
They're both, using something that you have as some kind of evidence of whether or not you, fit the description, basically. Does your shoe fit, or does your foot fit into the shoe? Does your thumb unlock the phone?
I wonder if that's how Maxwell Smart's shoe phone worked. To unlock it, he'd have to put his foot into it.
I don't know. I don't know at all. But, again, it's just very strange to where they're like, all right, we've seized all of the Apple devices in this apartment and now, or in this building, and now everybody inside of the building has to put their thumb on each device until somebody unlocks something. The judge, who is both a former federal prosecutor and former FBI special agent, wrote the following. The request is made without any specific facts as to who was involved in the criminal conduct linked to the subject premises or specific facts as to what particular Apple-branded encryption device is being employed, if any. First, the court finds that the warrant does not establish sufficient probable cause to compel any person who happens to be at the premises at the time of the search to give his fingerprint to unlock an unspecified Apple electronic device. This court agrees that the context in which fingerprints are taken and not the fingerprints themselves can raise concerns under the Fourth Amendment. In the instant case, the government is seeking the authority to seize any individual at the subject premises and force the application of their fingerprint as directed by government agents based on the facts presented in this application. The court does not believe such Fourth Amendment intrusions are justified based on the facts articulated. So, basically, let me see if I can interpret this correctly from legalese to normal human language. It doesn't, you know, the facts here play into whether or not you can be forced to do something.
Right.
So, if we know, Chris, we have reasonable suspicion that you were involved in something, and we know that, or at least we, you know, firmly believe that this is your device, so therefore put all of your digits onto it until it unlocks. They can't just say, all right, this iPad belongs to somebody with a 50-foot radius. Everybody come put your fingers on it.
Right.
And they tried that, too.
Yeah. That's basically what they were doing here. Is
they've done it at a larger scale. If I'm not mistaken, they got everybody in a small town to give DNA evidence or something.
What?
Not in the U.S. It was overseas. I don't recall what country, but maybe like Sweden or the Netherlands or someplace like that.
Sounds like something they could do.
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Doesn't sound too far off from what some government agent here in the U.S. would try if they thought they could get away with it.
Well, they want the database. I mean, that's always been a quest to build up the government's biometric databases and samples.
And they don't have all that information yet. So if you have
some people that claim that they have all of that because when you're born, they take a piece of your DNA and affix it to the birth certificate and file it with somebody somewhere. And
if you think about that.
Could be another way to get it.
Right. But you think about it in the military and blood tests that you to get at a local hospital. I mean, do you know that that stuff never has gone any further than its intended purpose?
Do you know that the doctor performing all of your examinations is actually a human? Maybe he actually is some kind of alien from another planet. You don't know for a fact, Chris.
No.
So the whole thing about, you know, these wild speculations is somebody can come up with an absolutely wilder speculation, and because you can't prove that it's wrong, they're like, ha ha, I got you.
True. But I do know that we routinely get our bodies sampled. And we do know that laws exist that we don't know anything about.
Yes.
NSA was a great case in point, so is there something beyond that? You know, when you looked at, I'd have to go back, but it seems like the DNA databases that they have from prisoners may not have began purposefully for the idea of collecting DNA, but it was a part of swabbing for various diseases that they routinely do in prisons, things like tuberculosis and stuff like that. So I'm just saying it's not outside the realm of possibility. I have no evidence whatsoever. I'm just saying it wouldn't surprise me.
Now, I do know, and I don't remember the specifics of it, but I do know that even here in New Hampshire, which has, you know, a lot more freedoms than a lot of places in the country, there is something in statute about under what circumstances the Department of Prisons can require certain inmates to give DNA samples.
Right.
You know, so if you've been convicted of certain crimes,
right,
they want to be able, you know, to have a DNA sample. That way, you know, if your DNA ever turns up at another crime scene of similar whatever.
And I think the important distinction here is that you're going to get a lot of people that are going to be very sympathetic to that type of thing. Well, you know, if the guy's a rapist, then absolutely we should have his DNA on file in case if he gets out or we let him out, and if he does it again, we could prove it, blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah. If that
guy jaywalks, we should absolutely just go ahead and amputate his feet so he never jaywalks again.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's how a lot of people perceive it.
Right.
And what I'm saying is that a lot of these things that we're talking about are directed at your average citizen.
We can also look at examples of what the government has already done. It's just not always here in the U.S.
Right.
Like the U.S. government, for example, in was it Pakistan? They went and they used under the guise of screening for disease or something for Bin Laden. They basically they screened the whole population to try and find him.
Right. Sent doctors door to door.
Right, right. Yeah. And I guess is that how they succeeded? Is that what the story is?
Yeah, that was part of their technique. Well, specifically with that location, they did send doctors there offering free checkups and immunizations in that area to get people to open their doors.
Certainly not beyond possibility.
No.
And often when we see stuff happening elsewhere, it goes from that wild speculation to a reasonable argument with evidence to back up.
For some will go, well, yeah, overseas, but it would never happen here, Chris.
Well, it's happened somewhere.
Right. I know. So, but that is resistance.
Out of our reality is a bit far-fetched.
I agree completely.
But it is happening.
But there are things that have happened in the U.S., by the U.S. government, that people say, well, that could never happen again.
Like, we're not really going to lock up everybody of a certain race. I mean, that's the kind of thing that's... Oh, that's right.
Oh, I was thinking more along the lines of giving people syphilis and all the weird different things that they were doing on the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, I forgot about that one, too.
That would never happen here again. Oh, you mean it actually did happen and it might be happening again? Yeah. The U.S. government does horrible, horrible things. There's more from this article, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
As
a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Chris.
And Chris.
And how would you like to save money on things that you're going to buy online?
I would.
Well, you're in luck, Chris. Cool. You can go to saveatpurse.com, save 5, 10, 15, 20, 25%, possibly a little bit more on things that you are going to buy anyway from Amazon. Again, what you do, go to saveatpurse.com. You fund your purse account with Bitcoin. And then somebody decides, I'm willing to buy your Bitcoin for a markup. They buy your products out of your Amazon wish list. You get the products. Amazon gets the money. They get the Bitcoin. And you save big time. Could be big time.
Was that a win-win-win-win situation?
It's like a triple win, at least.
Yeah.
As Charlie Sheen would say, hashtag winning. Now, there are times that I don't try to save 15 or 20%. I'll do what's called the purse instant buy, to where I'm saving 5% and I'm getting the Prime member discounts.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, those Prime discounts are good enough to where, you know, it's worth it to just go ahead and only save 5%. I'm, you know, using only saving 5% as
right.
if that's somehow me paying extra. But when you can save 20% or more, and I have done it numerous times, saving only 5% feels almost like paying full price. But again, go to saveatpurse.com. The story that we started the show off with, judge out of Chicago rules that the feds cannot force everybody in an apartment building to just start putting their thumbs on Apple devices trying to unlock one of them, saying, again, let me scroll back up. The court agrees that in the context in which the fingerprints are taken and not the fingerprints themselves can raise concerns under the Fourth Amendment. So again, it's not the court is not saying here that, nope, your fingerprint is protected at all times against government actors that want to take your fingerprint. They're saying the specifics of the case determine whether or not your fingerprint can be some kind of protected information or protected item.
Fourth Amendment, not Fifth Amendment here.
Correct. Again, the difference, Fourth Amendment is what you know, Fourth Amendment is what you have, Fifth Amendment is what you know.
Sure.
And again, that's just a very basic breakdown of the legal distinctions.
It's the courts have basically just decided, oh, it's unreasonable in this circumstance.
In this circumstance.
Yes, but in this other circumstance, we're going to say it's totally reasonable.
Right, and it's kind of like how
arbitrary.
The courts...
Sure, totally
the courts, when ruling on whether or not something was obscene, said, we can't define it, but we know it when we see it.
Yeah.
We can't define when your rights are being violated, but we know it when we see it.
Well, and it's not just in stuff like this that the courts have twisted the ideals of the Constitution like a balloon animal. Wickard versus Filburn. I mean, we're talking about a guy who grew wheat on his own land, didn't ship it anywhere, didn't even sell it to his neighbors.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Used it for his own personal use, and the court decided that, yes, that was interstate commerce.
The federal government. Yeah,
they ruled that that was interfering with
absolutely, because he was affecting the supply of wheat.
Right, so they weren't, saying that he was involved in. They said he was interfering with.
Which meant that they could regulate it. And
correct.
It's the insanity like that that has wreak the havoc that we now live under. And it's, like I said, it's not just privacy issues and it's not just arrests. It's, you can take virtually any amendment of the Bill of Rights, any part of the Constitution, and see where government and or usually complicit with the courts has just devastated the ideas behind them.
Yeah, the safety is like the number one thing that they use.
Oh, yeah.
It's always to be safe.
Well, the word's general welfare
it's
in
right
the Constitution.
There in the Constitution, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We've got to protect the general welfare, so therefore we can do whatever we want.
What's that? Anything is the court's ruling, and that's the insanity.
Necessary and proper to protect the general welfare, so therefore give us all of your stuff.
Interstate commerce, anything that could be shipped over interstate.
Anything that
could impact
could
anything.
Could be, or is, or hasn't yet been, but
so
might be one day.
If
right.
we shut the road, the borders down, right, you know, the highways, does that, you know, give us our rights back?
No, because then they would say that
escape.
You're racketeering and involved in some sort of civil conspiracy to prevent and you're interfering with interstate commerce.
Of course, of course.
So basically, no matter what you do, you're interfering with interstate commerce, so therefore the feds can regulate
you. If I stop buying some, you know,
you're interfering with interstate commerce, you could be compelled to purchase things.
Interesting.
No, they'd never do that. Government would never make you buy health Obamacare.
What if I incorporate? Because Apple, remember Apple here recently, the government ruled they could not be forced to do something.
I already see this.
So
this argument's already falling apart.
Incorporate? Can I not be forced to do something?
But didn't we just decide that corporations are now people? So now,
that was not a recent decision. That was first ruled in, I believe it was 1816.
Recently reaffirmed.
Numerous times.
Right.
But again, it was only one specific thing that the court said Apple could not be forced to do. So it wasn't, we can't force you to do anything. We can't force you to decrypt this phone because they knew.
That's not right. It was they couldn't be forced to develop a tool
to decrypt that phone because that tool would be able to be used to decrypt every phone.
And the difference,
and that's outside the scope of
there's a distinct difference though. If they had developed a tool already, they could be forced to use it possibly. But because no tool existed,
They could not be forced to create a tool to decrypt a particular phone because then it would be able to be used to decrypt every fold.
This very much
reminds... And that was outside the scope of
this very
the
much
warrant.
Reminds me of the censorship, the filters I have in many countries. And it went from, I talked about this last Friday, it went from being about child porn to being about piracy.
Right, right.
And if those filters never existed, there's no slippery slope. But because the filters existed, they can now, the private industry can now force ISPs to censor sites.
Right.
And this is not
ISPs
the United States,
being
but
internet service providers.
Right. This is not the United States, but in Canada, Australia now, the UK, many European countries, and of course, you know, I don't know what's going on with China, but you know, it could happen in China. They're big on censorship too.
Yeah.
Google's practicing that to some degree with Natural News as of yesterday too.
Yeah, and
now hold on, I heard that Google has blacklisted, you can't find Natural News, and then I did a search for Natural News
right.
and found the website and a bunch of articles
exactly.
saying you can't find Natural News on Google.
Right. But what they can do is they can affect how their algorithm reports findings. They've been able to do that since there was a Google,
right,
again.
But that's different than saying Google has removed all references to this site from their site.
No, but
which
is
how it's been reported.
Absolutely. As a consumer's point of view, I want to know which companies are deciding really what I see and what I don't see and things like that, which pretty much all of them at this point.
I can assure you the entertainment industry is manipulating your Google results now.
Oh, of course.
There's a recent agreement between, this might only apply to the UK, but in the UK, there was a recent agreement that was basically, you know, thrusted down by entertainment industry, entertainment industry on politicians and threats of passing laws to force Google to basically, you know, censor, and as a result, there's now a voluntary agreement between the entertainment industry and Google. So nice. you won't find any piracy sites, at least unless you know what you're doing.
You're on Google UK.
So back to this article very quickly. Ars Technica did speak with several lawyers about the case, and one of them, a Philadelphia-based tech lawyer, Abraham Rain, told Ars Technica via email, as I read the opinion, the government relies on old fingerprinting cases to argue that the Fourth and Fifth Amendments don't stand in the way of what they are seeking to do here. But as the court points out, there's a big difference between using a fingerprint to identify a person and using one to gain access to a potentially vast trove of data about them and innocent third parties. This is Free Talk Live, Hour 2, coming up next. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.